From time to time this election year, Morning Edition has asked two pollsters, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff, to survey likely voters. Their latest poll shows that the political landscape is tilting a bit towards the Democrats, but not enough to change the outlook for the midterm elections, which are still too close to call. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Our pair of pollsters, Stan Greenberg and Bill McInturff, are working feverishly for candidates of their respective parties this year, but they've also been collaborating on a series of surveys with likely voters trying to clarify the key questions of this year's House and Senate campaigns. Which issues would dominate, war and terrorism or the economy and jobs? And which party would gain an advantage from what political professionals like to call the issue environment? There's only 2 weeks left, and according to Republican Bill McInturff, neither side has gained a clear advantage.
What we're seeing here is partisans locking down. We're seeing African Americans coming way big time back to the Democratic Party. We're seeing Democrat parts of the country like California and the Mid-Atlantic states realigning, going back to Democrats. And we are seeing what is the element of a very, very, very tight election. But it's still an election where Republicans can keep control of the House, and it's still an election where, because those Senate seats are primarily in Bush territory, nothing in this environment says that we don't have a shot at the U.S. Senate.
Even though, as McInturff points out, this year's hottest Senate races are in states like Missouri, South Dakota, Colorado, and Arkansas, all states that President Bush won in 2000, Democrats can say with equal confidence that they have a good shot at maintaining control of the Senate. And Democrats could take heart from other indicators in our latest survey that suggest potential trouble for Republicans. The number of people who think the country is on the wrong track is back up to 51%. Always a worrisome sign for the incumbent party. What pollsters call the generic ballot question, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican if the election were held today, had been tied. But in this new survey, Democrats are up by 45% to 41%. The poll had some surprising information about how Iraq might affect voting behavior. Iraq is now number 3 behind the economy and education on the list of issues voters describe as the most important factors affecting their choice for House and Senate. But the voters in our survey who cited Iraq as the most important issue said they were going to vote for Democrats by 11 points. Stan Greenberg.
There are a lot of voters concerned about Iraq, but a lot of them are Democrats. And frankly, at this moment, there are more people saying that they're going to vote for Democrats because they're going to be cautious about Iraq than are voting for Republicans because, you know, they are supporting Iraq. The president put this issue on the table, but he may have actually created a reason why many Democrats could go to the polls.
Not surprisingly, as the economy continues to weaken, the number of voters who say that the economy and jobs are the most important factors continues to grow. It's now 41%, up from the mid-30s last month, and those voters favor the Democrats by 14 points. But as Bill McInturff points out, that's the same disadvantage Republicans have had all year on that issue.
That's still within contact. That's a number that says you can maintain a majority in the House and have a shot at the Senate. If we start losing those voters next week by some larger chunk, that's a worrisome number.
Other public poll data shows the two parties are much closer when voters are asked who they trust more on the economy. And Democrats have been ahead on issues like the economy and education and Social Security in several recent election cycles without having that advantage translate into major gains in the House of Representatives. Ann McInturff says there's a countervailing factor to all the Democrats' advantages on the issues, President Bush's approval ratings. In our poll, they're still high, 66%, a comfort for Republicans in tight races.
So we have really powerful currents at work, which are concerns about the economy bumping up against this very popular president. And you can see in this data a little bit of that kind of, and that when those two forces have hit, you can see a little more turn for economic factors and ticked off Democrats in Iraq moving back to the Democrats slightly. But that presidential job approval is still an enormous barrier and break for Democrat momentum in this election.
Stan Greenberg.
I do think the security issues and the president's approval ratings, you know, have been a barrier to the Democrats making gains and to issues emerging. You know, however, as Congress has closed, which it just did last week, and as people focus on the elections, I do think issues are, you know, breaking through. There's already enough evidence in the surveys that we're looking at here that Democrats in the Senate races may well be helped. I think in the House, all bets are off. But if there's any trends in this data, all of it points toward the Democrats. We don't know whether they'll be realized, but the potential is there for the Democrats.
Like many other Democrats, Greenberg is more optimistic at this moment about his party's chances to maintain control of the Senate than to regain control of the House. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Complete poll results are available at npr.org.